So, Sefer Le'ish Kodesh, one of the Svarim he wrote, it's called Sav Aziris. It's kind of his, like, diary, I guess you call it. So, a lot of Torahs in here, very beautiful stuff. I don't understand all of his language, it's a little bit hard sometimes, but we try. So, it's something that I wanted to share that some Malav Malka this week, it's a Malav Malka Dik Torah. So just before we say that, so it was the Rishner's Yirsei today. So the Rishner says like this. So I don't know if you guys know, but there's an Indian that Motzei Shabbos is a big zman to tell stories of tzaddikim, specifically about the Baal Shem Tov. Right? There's an Indian that by the Chassidim they light four candles on Motzei Shabbos. They light one for David HaMelech, for Eliyahu Navi, for Meir Baal Nes, and for the Baal Shem Tov Kaddish. Okay, so. And they say like this. They say, Motzei Shabbos, it's a school to tell a story about the Baal Shem Tov, is a school for Parnassa. Okay? Good. So the Rishner was very... She tell a lot of stories about the Rishner. The Rishner is an Amish. Just hearing stories from Rubinson last year about the Rishner, it's wild. But, so the Rishner said about this. He says that whole statement is completely incorrect. Okay? He says, it goes like this. Right? We say, Motzei Shabbos, Baal Shem Tov, Parnassa. Says, first of all, it's not just Motzei Shabbos. It's any day of the week to tell a story about the Baal Shem Tov is a skula. Says, it's not just the Baal Shem Tov. It's any tzaddik. To tell a story about a tzaddik any day of the week is an Indian. And it's not just Parnassa. It's a skula for everything. To tell a story about a tzaddik anytime is a skula for everything. Tzaddikim stories are big in Yanam. Like Rav Nachman says in the Kut Maran, he says, the difference between us and the Gaim is about the Gaim. They tell their kids stories to put their kids to sleep. By us, we tell our kids stories to wake them up, to fire them up in a position. That's the Nakuda, what the Rishner said. So, guess, B'chinas M'lach Malka right now, David HaMelech, Eliyahu Navi, and Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. So, he says like this, I'm never going to forgive myself for that. Right. So, he says in his Sefer Tzav Aziris, goes like this. Hachuka. Everyone knows what tshuka is? Tshuka is like a longing, a desire. Hatshuka vakisufim tovim rak im ovdim bahem. So a tshuka and a longing is a very good thing only if you do something with it. Ve'olim al yedem im ma'at bimarbe. And whether it's a little bit or a lot, but you have to do something. Vimlav, and if you don't act on your ratzon, nolad bekerva ish, what's born, what's created in the person, gam below yediaso, without you even realizing, min yush. Right? You know, yush means like depression and despair. Leimor, ze kama shonim ani mishtokek velo also biyadi. So as you think to yourself, how many years have I been trying to become an ish kasher? Trying to become a real Jew. Fiery of Avodas Hashem. Right? It never works. Mukhlar ani b'ni michusi. I'm stuck in my lowness. Vod mafsehu b'tshukasu chasham. And what happens is also, you lose your tshuka. Your desire becomes nothing. I mean, just to be mevar what's going on here, just to b'derech hakdama, Rav Nachman has, I think this might be one of my favorite Torahs in all of Kut Maran. Right, if you ask someone on the street, someone here, Torah Shraga, what's a breastliner? I guarantee most people say, it's a guy who probably has payas, you know, if he's zocher to grow a beard, and he probably danced a lot, he's very besimcha, b'chlah doesn't learn, in like his davening, he claps a lot in his davening, and he jumps a lot, and he sings, he loves singing, and he loves screaming Shabbos, but there's no klitin, there's no like Torah, there's no avodah by him. It's a guy who likes jumping on a car in the street. Probably most people will tell you that. Amos? Yeah. So Rav Nachman is a Torah in the Kut Maran. It's like Mamash the Hefech from this. He says there's a David HaMelech says in Tehillim, it says Libi Chalal Bikirbi. It says my heart is Chalal Bikirbi. It means empty inside of me. So just B'derech HaKdam a little bit. So this is like the basics 101 of Kabbalah, you could say. That's not so deep, just basics of, if you learn Chassidus, you'll know this. That there's something, when Hashem created the world, He created, it was just an empty space. Yeah? Empty space. And he put His ore, because if it was just ore from Hashem, the world would explode. Yeah? Right? If there's too much ore, we know what it's called. If you're reboy ore, if a guy has a reboy ore, without any kalim, means that what? That he's just, you know, singing and dancing all day without any kalim, what's going to happen? He's going to fall off the planet. So Hashem, what He did was, He made a kav, so within, let's say, like a circle, and He entered his the kav of ore into like a little bit, so that the world could be mekayim. Okay, that's that from Arizal. So Nachman says that the MS, the ratzon of a Jew, ratzon has no bounds to it. Right, we know our ratzonos. Everyone here, the Pesach says it here. Who here doesn't want to be a tzaddik? Everyone that's here right now, we all want to be tzaddik. We all want to be something big in our avodas Hashem. We don't. Wall Street, okay, very nice. Whatever management biz, all look, the MS, when you're in yeshiva, you have a chukka. You want to be a tzaddik. So that ratzon mamish has no bounds to it. Reb Nachman says, but if it's only a ratzon, you destroy yourself. So what does libi chal b'kibri mean? So this is libi is the place of ratzon. It's hargasha. It's emotions come from the heart. So he says, libi chalal b'kirbi. You have to put a chalal, you have to put a space in that ratzon, in that heart. Which means that what? All that or, you have to make sure there's a kli in that or. Which means that what? You have to do avoda. You have to learn Torah. If you don't learn, if you don't do avoda with all that or, then what happens to that or? It's called shvir sakelim. It breaks. Nachman says, the biggest thing for a Jew is to control his ratzon, to put it into asiyah, to put it into maisim, to do maisim, to learn, to daven, do mitzvos. That's bederach hakdama. So that's what the piece that's going to be saying here. If you just have ritzonos, just a ratzon tov that, Hashem, I want to be a talmid chacham, and then I come to my gemara, and what happens? I'm not feeling it right now. I can't. It's too hard for me. Then what is that? It's not a ratzon tov. It's sheker. You have no ratzon tov. You have a ratzon to win the lottery, and someone puts a black hat on you, and you can get up at the front, and you can be the rabbi. No, that's what it is. It's not a real ratzon. It's sheker. So the ratzon is what? Is when it's maisim, when you do something with that ratzon. So, I think it's nice because it goes like this. It goes that we know that tevas noach. So Sfarim say that tevas noach represents, like you were saying on Shabbos, right? Yaakov Moshe was saying on Shabbos. Also, I think Daniel said on Shabbos is that teva. What does teva mean? It doesn't only mean like a boat. It also means like a word. So the Baal Shem Tov has like 120 pages on just this inyan. So it says Tevas Noach represents also the Tevos, the words. And what does the Teva represent? It's like the base medrash. Right? This world was just drowning on the outside. So being inside the Teva is like being inside a base medrash. And being inside a base kinesis. Right? It's being in like your own little place where you can't get affected by the world. So what does Hashem tell Noach to do? You would think, Givadik, why would Noach ever want to leave? Right? Mamash Olam Haba in there. The world around you, everyone's dying. What could be better? What does Hashem say to Noach? Same in a teva. He says, get out of that. Get out. Leave the teva. Right? That's why I remember I said this a couple years ago. I think it's nice. Is that you have Noach, then you have Lechecha. How does Noach end? The middle of the teva part ends what? Same in a teva, and then it's Lechecha. He said, what? Now that you gathered up everything that you have here now go out with it. And do something with it. So, right now, that's not where we're holding because Baruch Hashem, we're in yeshiva right now. So you're not being kicked out of the base medrash to go anywhere. So, but Lamaisa, what does that mean for us, same in Ateva? Right? Because everything that we have always applies to us ourselves. Reb Nachman says in the Kudimran, says you always have to find how Torah is speaking to you. How do I relate to this? How do I relate to this right now? What's the message I find in this? So it goes like this. Is that same in Ateva represents that Rav Wolfson has an unbelievable Torah. He says that everyone knows Rav Moshe Wolfson, right? Munas Itecha, Ani Tefila. So he says like this. He says that Lamaisa, going out to a sukkah for 7 days, for an ish panimi, for someone who's growing, there's nothing better, especially being in Eretz Yisrael where the weather's nice. It's givadik. You know what I mean? It's not like hard for us to go into a sukkah and be there yomam v'layla. It's when you're in the sukkah, it's hard to have to go inside. Right? It says it feels natural like, that you're leaving all the gashmis and you're just davuk to panimis. You're davuk to Hashem. So he says, but that's not the tachlis. Same thing. Hashem tells what? Get out of the sukkah. And if you stay in the sukkah, what happens? You're over about Tosef. You can't even stay. You can't even stay in there. So what's the inyan? So this is like this. He says that when do we go back into the sukkah? Simchas Torah. Right? When do we go back into that? Simchas Torah. So Simchas Torah we know is when we end the Torah, when we begin the Torah. So he says, what's the last letter of the Torah? Lamed. Lamed, Le'nei Kol Yisrael. What's the first letter? What's the spell? Lev. Right? Lev. So we know we say in Parshas Mishpate, Shmos Vayibov Shachis Mishpate, Truma. Parshas Truma. Right? We say, Vasuli Mikdash Vishachanti Besocham. Right? We know from the Al-Sheikh, he says, Besocholo Ne'emer El Besocham. I want to dwell within each one of you. Where? Hashem wants to dwell in our lev, in our heart. So he says, what does it mean that the day we go back into our house is we have the inner lev? Wolf says, some so gishmak. It's such a chizuk 2 years ago when I learned this. So the nekuda is that Hashem doesn't want you to live in a sukkah only. He doesn't want you just to be outside this world. He wants you to be megala, that what? That what I just got from the sukkah, it's in my lev, and I go back to my house, and I'm living the sukkah in the gashmis. That I'm mekadesh the gashmis, living the sukkah with me. That's in me. It's be'etzim, it's part of me. It's not just a davar chitzoni. So he's not what? When lemaisa, when we're kind of like kicked out, it's not that you're being kicked out. It's that Hashem says, I want you to go and mekadesh everything now. I want you to go out and do that. That's the nekuda of Motzi Shabbos. Right? What does it feel like when you have to leave Raivin? It stinks. There's no worse feeling than that when you have to make Avdalah. Avdalah is hands down the worst part of the week is even for it. When you say Atachon Antanu in Shemon Esrei, now I just want to take that out of my sin and just burn that part. Oh, why did everyone want to leave Shabbos? It stinks. But Lamaisa, you're leaving Shabbos. Why? Because Hashem trusts you to go do something with it. Where do you go on Shabbos? You go straight into Malav Malka. Malav Malka is David Malka Mashiach. Right? Sudas David. Eliyahu Navi. You ever realize that there's more Zemiros in Malav Malka than there is in every other Suda? It's Pele. You know, it's a crazy thing. What is Malav Malka? Well, you just find a piece of pizza and you're washing it, you know? But the Nekuda is that what? Is that something really happened. When you leave something, Hashem says there's something much greater waiting for you. So I start to bring down Pipanimius, like the highest Suda of Shabbos, is, Ruben says, is the highest Suda of Shabbos in Malav Malka. Why? Why do you think it's the highest Suda? Because Megale, that what? That Shabbos is Natircha on you. That you want more of it. Especially when you do Malav Malka properly, Nigunim with candles, with Divrei Torah, with Soros, with Chaverim, right? You Megala, what? That really everything I just had now, I want it more, but now when it's on my own. When I'm in the hole, when I'm not just in a Davar Kedusha. So it is also, after leaving the months of Tishrei, which is called Yerach HaYisanim, we go into Cheshvan. It's a very hard time for us. Tishrei's mom is a time of just kulo ratzon, tefila. So Hashem took is a mashal. It's kind of mean of Hashem just to ditch us, no? It's as if like we just had a givaldic time with you and like see you later. So he says, Mitzvah, when you guys get married, you have kids, right? When you're teaching your son to walk, how do you train your son to walk? Put him down and you take a step back and he walks, but he might fall. So what does it look like? It looks like you're really mean, yeah. But what are you really doing? You're training your son how to walk on his own. So that's the mashal that the Baal Shem Tov says. That's how Hashem works with us. Hashem, sometimes when he looks like he's far from us, it's only why? Because he wants us to grow. He wants to realize that what? That of course we can't do it on our own, but that you could be something here. That's what Cheshvan's all about right now. It's that month where we said before, there's nothing going on here. What? Where it's you make the mysterious snap for yourself, and you create a month of Kedusha. So as far as I'm saying, Cheshvan has nothing in it. Why? Because it's time that what? You know what you have here? You have Torah. To misdabik yourself to Torah. To realize that what? To be megal, that everything I just did now in Tishrei was real. When I cried on when the halacha shulchan aruch, right? First, what? How do you enter into Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur, they take the Torah, and what do? Halacha and shulchan aruch, you walk up to the Torah, and you kiss it, and you say, I'm sorry for being mevatel you the whole year. Wild, no? It's a wild halacha. So, were you being serious? Were you being serious or not? So the time you reveal that is not Tishrei because you don't have time because you're always osing mitzvahs. The time you reveal that you were serious is Cheshvan. Is that what? The Rambam says that why were nights created? Nights created to learn Torah. So now when the nights are getting longer, switching the clocks this week, the way now you take all those returns to Tishrei is what? Say, you know what? Stay an extra 5-10 minutes in the base medrash. Half hour. Whatever it is, but I make mysterious nights for Torah. Avodah. I take that ratzon that I have, that Hashem, I want to be something. Everyone here on Yom Kippur closed their eyes when they said, Al tashlichini lofanecha, ruach kachcha, don't take the Kedusha away from me. Everyone here closed their eyes at some point, I guarantee you. Everyone felt something, Hashem, I want to be something. Yeah? Everyone had that. So was that real or not? The hardest thing in the world is to bring that lemaisa. But that's what we have to do now. Because a ratzon's not good enough, ever. And I'm talking to myself also. Ratzon's not good enough. It's not enough to say, I want to be a good Jew. You have a lot of people like that who want to be a good Jew and aren't Shomer Shabbos anymore. Why? Because that Ratzon never went anywhere with it. Inya is that when you leave the Davar Kedusha, that's when you show that this is who I am. When you're in Shabbos, it's not such a pill that you could have Shabbos. But even in Shabbos itself, when you make Shabbos, make a shmak, that Kabbalah Shabbos is a real Kabbalah Shabbos, I mean Mekabbalah Shabbos, I have one Masuda Shabbos, the learning on Shabbos, Shal Shiris isn't my derech at a Shabbos. It's my derech to keep Shabbos with me forever. Then when I leave Shabbos, boom, I go right into Malav Malka. And then right when I start, I'm fired up to get the week started off strong. That's what a Ratzon is made for. Ratzon is made for what you put into Asiya, put into Torah. Tavodas Hashem. That's what you see when Noach leaves the Teva. The next pasuk says, Upru Revu. So what's Pru Revu mean? Pru mean, okay, means to have children, right? But that's not just what we're talking about. For example, the Orach Chaim HaKadosh. Yeah? Orach Chaim HaKadosh, you know how many kids the Orach Chaim HaKadosh have? Didn't have any kids. No kids. So I've heard this from Moshe Weinberg. He said when he was leaving the world, he said, you know who my child is? My child is my Orach Chaim HaKadosh. That's my Peros. That's what I'm leaving. Pru Revu also means to do something. Make payros from what you do. Right? To go fight there. So what does it mean that same in a table or per revu? Well, you're kicking me out of the table. How am I supposed to do per revu? It's exactly what you're supposed to do per revu. But you go out and do it now. You make something happen. That's the nekuda of where we're holding right now. Is that we take the ratzon that we have and now push yourself on the Yom HaTorah. Push. Don't be afraid to push. It's hard. I know. For me also, it's hard. But when you push, it's going to be so givadig. So givadig. That's why from Hanukkah right now, there's like a little crack of light there. Right? Yavon, what's Yavon Kenegan? Choshech Zu Yavon. Right? But the Nakuda is now, is that there's that little bit of light. But what's Torah called? Ayhudim Haisa, Ora, Simcha, Vesasam Yikar. Ora, Zu, Gemara Megillah, Ora, Zu, Torah. The way I'm mamshich that Ora of Hanukkah now into Cheshvan is what? Chazik myself in the Torah. Chazik myself in Tefillah. That's how we bring it. We bring it now. We bring that or. Chanukah is not a deraisa. Chanukah is it's a mitzvah derabana. It's a mitzvah derabana. It's Chanukah. It means that we bring that or now. And the maisa, we said before, Lamed of Neir Sal Chanukah is farming down. Lamed of Sechus of Shas. Torah. Everyone here has heard of the Oraganas before? So Hashem created the world with something called the Oraganas. Right? Or Shivasyan. Or Kitov. Yeah? Or Kitov. Or Kitov is Gmatcha Eitzachayim. Yeah? So, where's the Oraganas today? Why is it called the Oraganas? You know, what does Ganas mean? It means hidden, like Geniza. So why is it called Oraganas? Where was it hidden? Anyone know? We have no idea where it's hidden. So it says that when the world is created, that the Oraganas is in the world for 36 hours. It says 12 hours of Erev Shabbos, 24 hours of Shabbos, and then boom, it was hidden with the Shabbos. So, how many hours is that? 36 hours. How many candles do that in Hanukkah? 36. That's why the B'nai Yisrael says the Remez, says Kislev, B'nai Yisrael, alright? Says Kislev, what does Kisoy mean? Kisoy means covered. So Kislev, how do you spell Kislev? Chaf, Samech, Lamed, Vav. Yeah? So Kislev is case, the hidden, Lamed, Vav. That's where the or of Oraganas is. So how do I tap into that? Hashem says, you want to know where that or of Torah was hidden? What do we say like this? Yeah, you say I have a rabba, I have a salam every day. What do we say? How does it go again? When we get started, get bina lahavin lahaski lishmo lilmor lami lishmo lasos as kol divrei salmat Torah secha biahav. So you see, everyone starts going crazy for that. Oh, shem lilmor lami lishmo lasos kaim tibrei. Alright, and then after you finish that, boom, you're done. So Rubens next say you missed the most important words. V'ha'er einenu b'sora secha. What does it mean, v'ha'er einenu b'sora secha? Hashem says in that, you know where the Oraganas is today? It's in Torah. That's where it is. V'ha'er einenu b'sora secha. Hashem gives us that or in the Torah. Choshech. Choshech is much of cheshvan. Month of choshech. But when we're osek in Torah now, we bring that or. That's what's called mar cheshvan. But of course, everything comes back to Purim. You have to do a little bit of v'nahapahu. Mar, right, when you make a givat, it becomes ram. Ram is very elevated. You turn Mar Cheshvan to Ram Cheshvan. How? To Liman HaTorah. And Osek in Torah. Yehudim HaYisa. Or V'Simcha HaSosim Yikar. That's the Nekuda of what we have now. To be Mechazik ourselves in Liman HaTorah. Mechazik ourselves with each other. Mechazik yourself. Mechazik each other. That's Mechazik another friend. To what? Push yourself a little bit. Don't be afraid. It's not going to be offended. Say, hey, you're here now. How many guys here are leaving in January? Who already thought, where am I going? I heard today two guys talking about, I don't know, should I go to Queens, should I go to Landers, this, and like, I'm out the whole morning Seder to speak at college. What are you doing? I'm a chazik guy like that. You're here now. Tap in. Tap in. We all need it. This is our chance. We're not going to be here forever. We're in the Tevas Noach right now. Tap into it. Don't be afraid. And if it's hard, push harder. Push as hard as you can, because I guarantee you, you're not going to miss anything. By pushing as hard, it's going to be the ha'ar neinu, that or, when you light those neirs of Chanukah, you're going to feel the masikas of it. when you learn Torah by those names of Chanukah, because you'll feel the mesikas of it. It's going to be so sweet. And that's the nekudah, chavra. It's mechazik each other, mechazik all of Klal Yisrael on this, learning b'shem Klal Yisrael, mechazik each other, b'shizokha that day, to, again, to dance with the Pizetz and Rebbe, that day, v'ayhudim ha'isra or v'simcha, with the or of Shivas Yamin, with the or of Mashiach, v'hir amenu, amen. V'ayhudim la'yudim ha'isra v'simcha v'sasay v'yigar, v'ayhudim la'yudim ha'isra v'yudim
la 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 Yeah, it's been same.